You are listening to KPFK-FM, Los Angeles. This is The Melting Pot, and these are the side dishes. This is J Dilla with Signs, originally recorded for the Donuts album, but it got left off and instead was released on 7-inch by Stone's Throw a little bit later. You might recognize this as being flipped from Bretton Woods' Gimme Little Sign. Well, I am the DJ O-Dub from SoldAssSides.com, bringing you your monthly installment of Side Dishes. I think this is the first one for 2011, so even though it's March, hey, happy 2011. Actually, let me let Bretton Woods get back in here. I'll be back with you in just a sec. For this month, I think I'm going to go mostly soul, beginning with the Independents, who had a big, big hit in, I believe, 1973 with a song called Losing You. And what I'm going to play for you is the B-side to that, a song called I Love You, Yes I Do, which to me sounds a lot like Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, More Love. I'm not making any accusations. I really like the song regardless. But after that, we'll get into some other things, including some Darlene Love, some stuff off of the new Music City Story compilation, and some other goodies along the way. Once again, this is the monthly Side Dishes segment here on Michael Barnes's Melting Pot. I am Oliver Wang, DJ O-Dub from SoldAssSides.com, and I'll see you again in about 15 minutes or so. Enjoy the tunes until then.
was never on your mind. I can't stand it anymore. This time I'm gonna turn my back, head straight for the door. So I'm living against my will. Right now I'm saying goodbye forever, baby. Let me die. Tomorrow's not a promise.
This is the Overton Berry Trio out of Seattle with their rendition of Stompin' at the Savoy. You can find this as one of three free downloads that comes with the purchase of the... All right, this is a mouthful. It's the new reissue double LP vinyl of the Overton Berry Trio's Live at the Double Tree Inn and the T.O.B.E. album by them, both of which are really obscure pieces of Seattle jazz history that have been sought after but have finally been reissued, this time by Seattle's own Light in the Attic Records. So it's a great package in terms of music. And again, you get a trio of bonuses along with it, including this rendition of Stompin' at the Savoy. Before that, we had Little Lovely Slice of Soul off of 7-inch, Carol Anderson's Tomorrow is Not a Promise. Before that, The Heavenly Tones. Yes, The Heavenly Tones with He's All Right. That's off of the new The Music City Story, a 3-CD anthology that really chronicles the history of a Bay Area legendary label, Music City. This is long overdue. A lot of the stuff on here has never been on CD. In fact, a lot of the stuff on the anthology has never been released at all. They dug deep into the vaults to bring stuff out. So again, it's The Music City Story, 3-CD anthology, and that was The Heavenly Tones with He's All Right. Ahead of that, Darlene Love, one of the better known, or perhaps not better known, of Phil Spector's lead vocalist during his kind of famous, you know, girl group Wall of Sound era. But Love was not always credited, even though she was singing lead vocal in a lot of groups, kind of, I use groups with scare quotes. It's really just sort of one-time recordings that Phil Spector kind of whipped together in the studio. But Darlene Love was the voice behind a lot of those groups and wasn't always credited for it. So this anthology called The Sound of Love goes a long way to restoring some recognition to this legend. And that her song was called Wait Till My Bobby Gets Home. We started with I Love You, Yes I Do by The Independents, the B-side to their 1973 number one R&B hit, Leaving Me. The group featured Chuck Jackson, but not Chuck Jackson who recorded with Motown, but rather Chuck Jackson as in Jesse Jackson's younger brother. So interesting little intersection there between politics and soul music. That'll do it for this month's installment of Side Dishes. I've been your host for this little segment, the DJ O-Dub from soul-sides.com. You are listening to The Melting Pot with Michael Barnes here on KPFK, Los Angeles 90.7 on the left side of your FM dial.